At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate it. Listen, subscribe and follow the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. What a nice win by the Phillies last night. 4-0. Really, I mean, they could have won by more. You had the Merrill catch in center field. That was ridiculous. Take 3 runs off the board there. But they won that game yesterday because there's some good base running, some fortunate placement of the baseball in the infield on offense. But really, they won it because Zach Wheeler is amazing. And, you know, sometimes I think we overrate players. We get to a stage of fandom where we want to talk about how good a player is, how great a player is, and we want to prop our guy up. And I'm not going to name names. I'm just saying that, you know, there's probably some people in the city right now that we are proud of and are easy to root for and are winners. And we've decided as a collective, like, you know what, even if the facts are he's good, not great, or very good, not great, we're just going to call him great, and we're going to just say it because screw it, he's ours. And you know what? You want to do that? I mean, I might argue, but who am I to argue, right? Like, that's fandom. But sometimes we do it the opposite, where we miss it, and we underrate our own. And this is more rare, but it's happening right now. It's happened with Zach Wheeler. You know, I think back to the top 11 list on the afternoon show a couple weeks ago, and everyone submitted their top 11s. We submitted them as a staff, and, you know, obviously listeners were a big part of the vote as well. And Zach Wheeler wasn't voted in as one of the top 2 athletes in Philadelphia right now. And, in fact, some of, you know, my colleagues had him as low as like 8, 9. And the reality is he's way better than that. And the reality is, he's a top 2 athlete in Philadelphia right now. I think you can make the case he's number 1. I made the case he's 2 because Saquon Barkley just had an historic season and helped the Eagles win a championship. But I've had him 1 before, 1 or 2. He's right up there. And what hit me watching him last night wasn't just the greatness of Zach Wheeler. You know, we know Zach Wheeler is great. Like, Zach Wheeler throwing 7 shutout innings against the Padres and striking out 10. That's nothing new. I mean, we've been seeing this now for 6 years. But what really hit me last night is when you kind of look at and you put into context what he's done as a Philly. So last night was Zach Wheeler's 150th career start in a Phillies uniform. And you look at his numbers compared to some of the other great, truly great Phillies pitchers of all time, and they're better. And you can make a real case right now that Zach Wheeler's the greatest Phillies pitcher we've ever watched. Now, if you're listening to this and you watch Steve Carlton, I would love to hear your perspective. Send me an email. Send me a message on any one of the social media platforms you're on. I'm sure I'll see it. If you could find me on there, I will see your message. And I'd love your perspective on that because I didn't get to watch Steve Carlton pitch. But I watched Curt Schilling. I watched Cole Hamels. I watched Cliff Lee. I watched Roy Halladay. And I watched, you know, the best of Aaron Nola, who was very good, but not quite in the context of the other guys that I just mentioned. But I watch Zach Wheeler, and you look at his numbers and what he's accomplished here. So just right now, he's right behind Paul Skenes in NL Cy Young odds. He has put together another brilliant season. This might be the best he's ever pitched in his career in Philadelphia, which is saying something because Zach Wheeler has pitched a lot of great baseball in Philadelphia. But right now, Zach Wheeler has a 4.4 wins above replacement, leading baseball. He is 8-3. He has a 2.27 earned run average, which would have been the best of his Phillies career. He has right now struck out 136 batters, which leads the National League. He led the National League in 2021 as well, the year he probably should have won the Cy Young. He has a 1.87 adjusted ERA. He has been 87% better than the league average. Last year, he was 65% better than the league average. 2023, 19%. 2022, 41%. 2021, 150%. He was 50% above. And 2020, he was 54% above. His fielding independent pitching right now is 2.55. Also the best of his Phillies career. His whip is 0.97. Also the best of his Phillies career. His hits allowed per nine is 6.1. Also the best of his Phillies career. His walks per nine, 2.1. Down there, better than last year. Not quite the best of his career. Strikeouts per nine, 11.4. The best of his Phillies career. His 5.44 strikeout to walk ratio is the best of his Phillies career. We are watching a peak, the peak of a dominant arm. And I went back and looked last. I just want to do like a little comparison of looking at Wheeler compared to what else we've seen and who else we've seen here in Philadelphia, just to give some context to it. So I went back and looked, and I wanted to see Steve Carlton at the same innings juncture. Now, this is difficult, and I do want to acknowledge this because the game is so different. Now, Wheeler is a, you know, consider in this era, he's considered closer to a workhorse than not, right? He'll throw his 7-8 innings. He'll throw his 200 innings a year. He's a modern-day workhorse. And I mean, he might not lead the league in innings. That's more of like a Logan Webb thing, but he's up there, right? He gives you a lot of volume to go along with the dominance. He's not a five-inning pitcher. Zach Wheeler last night reached 900, and he crossed the 930-inning threshold as a Phillies pitcher. And I wanted to go back and look and like, all right, where was Steve Carlton at this time? Now, what's challenging to compare years is so many more innings each year. Carlton actually got to 930 innings in 3 years. This is Wheeler's sixth year as a Philly. So, and now this, we're only halfway through the sixth year, and the first year was a pandemic season. So it's probably more like, it's probably closer to 5 years, right? Like five seasons, and that was three. That's the difference in innings then and now. I just want to put that disclaimer out there to kind of make it fair and even. That all being said, and we know the volume was different, every number Wheeler is better in, okay? So he passed him in innings last night, 936 compared to Carlton's 930. ERA, 2.86 for Wheeler, 2.97 for Carlton. Adjusted ERA, 147 for Wheeler, 125 for Carlton. So 47% better than the league average versus 25%. Strikeouts, 1,035 for Wheeler, 773 for Carlton. Again, some of this is league adjusted. You know, Wheeler has struck out 27% of the batters he's faced. Carlton struck out 20. That was, you know, for the time, that was a good amount of strikeouts. Walks, 212 total walks, 5.7 walk percentage. Lefty had struck out 330, had walked 336 during that time, 8.8 on the walk percentage. Wheeler's better in every category. All right, so he tops Carlton's first 930 innings here. How about Curt Schilling? Curt Schilling was a great pitcher. I know he became someone that not everyone continued to want to champion for and root for and talk about because of a lot of other stuff. But as a pitcher, I'll always back up the pitcher he was because he's one of the great pitchers I've ever watched, great big game pitcher I ever watched. And if the Hall of Fame was about just inducting the best players, he'd be in the Hall of Fame, just like Barry Bonds would be and Roger Clemens. So I've always defended the player because the player was amazing. Curt Schilling. First 150 starts. So I cut the number off at 151 starts. He had pitched in 167 games. So his innings and overall number is going to be a little bit higher because he had some relief outings early in his career. But just to kind of put that in perspective, first 150, because Wheeler got to 150 starts yesterday. 150 starts as a Philly versus 151 for Schilling. ERA, 2.86 for Wheeler, 3.28 for Schilling. Adjusted ERA, 147 for Wheeler, 123 for Schilling. Strikeouts, 1,035 to 1,006. Strikeout percentage, 27.7 to 22.6. Walk percentage, 5.7 to 6.2. All Wheeler. They're all Wheeler. And Schilling, we know, was a strikeout-to-walk ratio darling. Like, he didn't walk people, he struck out a lot of people, he had great command and control and power, and Wheeler's better. Now let's look at Roy Halladay, who has been the gold standard for this, you know, past generation or so, is the best Phillies pitcher many people probably say they'd ever watched. Well, here are the numbers on Wheeler versus Halliday. Now, we know Halliday had two outrageous seasons and then fell off in 2012 and it was over by 2013. So it's a different kind of career to compare. He only started 103 games here. Wheeler's now at 150. That all being said, it's not close. Okay, so Wheeler has racked up 30 wins above replacement in a Phillies uniform. Halliday racked up 16.2 wins above replacement in a Phillies uniform. Innings pitched, 936 to 702. 67 wins to 55. ERA, 3.25 for Roy Halliday, 2.86 for Zach Wheeler. Adjusted ERA, 147 for Wheeler, 122 for Doc. Strikeouts, 1,035 to 622. K percentage, 27.7 to 21.8. And the walk ratio in walks actually is in the favor of Doc. Walk ratio, 4.8 to 5.7. Both made two All-Star games as a Philly. Now, Doc has the Cy Young. All these guys, you know, Carl, the Cy Young is kind of holding Wheeler a little bit back from this conversation. Should he have won in 21? I think he probably should have over Corbin Burns. Burns more dominant. Wheeler had more innings with his dominance. But the point really is that we're watching one of the best pitchers in the history of the franchise. If unless you watch the best of Carlton post those first 3 years, like you watch the whole thing, I don't think you've watched a better Phillies pitcher than Zach Wheeler. That's how great this guy is. He does it every single year. He seems to be getting better. What's remarkable is he seems like he is not budging, nor he's interested in budging off of his desire to retire after the 2027 season, which means we're watching, you know, there's not many of these left. 2026, 2027. And so that gives us what, 30, maybe 34, 38? Let's go 60 something more starts. And then you add in what's left this year. I mean, we got maybe 75 starts left in a Phillies uniform for Zach Wheeler. You want to throw, you know, maybe let's be judicious and say, you know, five more total in the postseason. It could be more, but it could maybe just five. 80 starts, and that's with health. 75 starts, maybe if we have a little bit of a hiccup, maybe it's closer to 60 if we missed him. Again, there's a range, but, you know, between 60 and 85 starts, maybe ever to watch this guy pitch in a Phillies uniform. Let's enjoy this because this team is built on pitching. He's the best pitcher on the team. He might be the best pitcher in the National League. The similarities between this team and 2011 are off the charts in terms of they don't really score. They're going to win a lot of games because they're pitching. And we're going to worry about the offense. Who's the Hunter Pence they're going to go get? Can they fix the bullpen? Will they score in October? But my goodness gracious, we got something special here. Special with these arms. Special with these guys that are doing their thing right now in Wheeler and in Lizardo and in Suarez, and in Sanchez. It's as good of a Phillies rotation as we've ever seen, led by as good of a Phillies pitcher as we've ever seen. And, you know, as time goes on, I think if the Phillies ever are able to win with this group, if they can actually get over the hump, we'll have already a different look at Matt Klentak, like we had a different look at Ed Wade back in the day after what he left behind for the Phillies in those years. But what really is striking to me is the moment of clarity and the moment of wow for all of us in the Matt Klentak era was when they landed Bryce Harper. The Machado-Harper pursuit, and Machado went to the Padres, and it was time to blink on Bryce Harper and all that. That stuck with me, and it stuck with a lot of us, as the moment of differentiation between the old Phillies and the new Phillies, and they're ready to go, and Middleton, and Klentak finally, you know, he landed the big fish. But it was actually a year later, after the 2019 season and heading into 2020, that the Phillies made the best free agent signing of this century. Their best free agent signing of the century when they landed Zach Wheeler on a 5-year, I believe it was $110 million deal, maybe 118, whatever the number was, from the, you know, in free agency and outbid the Chicago White Sox of all teams. The White Sox! To get Zach Wheeler to Philadelphia, it was not met with the same fanfare. It wasn't met with any. He may have shared the dais with Didi Gregorius when he signed. It wasn't talked about as a special move. It was a hopeful move, but it wasn't expected to be something that changed the franchise in a meaningful way. And now we sit here 6 years later and I say, He's the best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched for an extended period. He's surpassed Doc. He's better than Schilling. I never watched Steve Carlton, but the numbers are the numbers. And as much as, you know, I appreciated Cole Hamels, and he was a big game pitcher, Zach Wheeler's better. As much as I appreciated Cliff Lee, and I thought at his peak, he pitched like a Hall of Famer. This is better. That's how good Zach Wheeler has been in a Phillies uniform. That's how dominant he's been. What a month of June. What a performer. What a great Philly. The best Phillies pitcher I've ever watched. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. The newsletter, if you want to get it directly in your inbox, let me know. I'll send you the link directly. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.